An update in the case of a suspected overdose death in the Oklahoma County Jail. Another delay for a proposed Metro commuter rail line. And details on the Oklahoma man picked for an EPA post. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, February 10th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Oklahoma County District Attorney has filed murder charges against two jail inmates. The inmates are accused of providing fentanyl-laced drugs to an inmate who died in a suspected overdose. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
47-year-old Gary Grass and 28-year-old Juan Enriquez have been charged with murder in the death of fellow Oklahoma County Jail detainee Vincent Riggi, who died of a suspected overdose on January 18th. He was 37 years old. Jail security footage collected by Oklahoma Department of Corrections investigators show Grass and Enriquez passing a substance between themselves and then to Riggi. The two men have also admitted to investigators they were involved in the distribution of fentanyl within the jail. According to a press release from the Oklahoma County Jail Trust, nearly 20 overdoses stemming from fentanyl-laced contraband have occurred in the jail since Riggi's death. The state medical examiner has not yet made an official ruling as to the cause of Riggi's death. I'm Hannah France.
A former employee of a northeastern Oklahoma tribe has been charged with two federal crimes. We get details from Katie Hallam.
Michael Hauser was the accounts payable manager for two Muscogee Nation gaming departments. He has been charged with embezzling federal funds and committing tax fraud. The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Eastern District of Oklahoma says Hauser, who worked for the tribe for 13 years, failed to report nearly $8 million of income to the IRS. He's also accused of stealing an undisclosed amount of money worth more than $5,000 from Muscogee Nation Gaming. The court is seeking forfeiture of Hauser's luxury vehicles, investment accounts, and a portion of the sale from his home. The Muscogee Nation has declined to comment amid the ongoing investigation. I'm Katie Hallam.
Plans for a commuter train between Edmond and Norman have been pushed back for at least a year. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports the delay is due to a new study on the existing rail tracks.
The Regional Transportation Authority announced in a release a $420,000 grant to help study 52 train crossings from Edmond to Norman. The grant and study are part of RTA's commuter rail project to connect Edmond, OKC, and Norman. A sales tax vote set for early 2025 would help fund the rail system, but the new grant and study has delayed that vote and plans for light rail. RTA's executive director Jason Fairbrush says in the release, the study will evaluate which crossings need upgrades to help improve traffic and advance plans for the commuter rail. KOCO reports the study will take some time before completion, resulting in the sales tax election being pushed back at least a year. I'm Spencer Plato.
President Donald Trump has appointed Scott Mason IV to serve as the Environmental Protection Agency's new regional administrator for the South Central United States. Grayson Wheeler has more.
Mason is a Cherokee Nation citizen and grew up in the western Oklahoma town of Cordell. In his new appointment, he'll oversee EPA activities in Region 6, which includes Oklahoma, four surrounding states, and 66 tribal nations. Mason said his priorities in the position are protecting human health while growing the economy. During his first term, Trump appointed another Oklahoman, Ken McQueen, to the position. McQueen went on to serve as Oklahoma's Secretary of Energy and Environment, with Mason as Deputy Secretary. Several Oklahoma officials expressed excitement to work with Mason in his new capacity, including Department of Environmental Quality Executive Director Rob Singletary, who praised Mason's, quote, smart and thoughtful approach to government regulation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.